Blog Talk Radio. plus your hands wet with sweat, and your head needs a rest, and you're fooling yourself if you don't believe it. You're kidding yourself if you don't believe it. Why must be such an angry young man when your future looks bright, bright?
Thank you. Let me turn up my microphone so we can understand what the fuck I'm saying. All right. I've been having issues here lately. You know, I've always had fucking issues, but same old thing. Anyway, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. This is your host, Ron Reck. I hope everybody had a pleasant, fucked up Monday, because Mondays suck anyway. It doesn't matter what you fucking do or how you slice it. It's fucking Monday. Anyway, the government's going to shut down office here in the next 5 days. It's pretty well going to be over. So everything that you get from the government's going to come to a fucking end. So that means the FBI agents get no more checks. Department of Justice gets more checks. The American people will get no checks. So when you plan on getting your Social Security check on the first, you might as well kiss it goodbye. And it should be. We need to end the Social Security program. We don't really need it. I mean, because we're free. We're free. And we got backups. Oh, if you leave that line of shit, you'll send me money to my account, to Crazy Nation Radio, P.O. Box Buck U, in, you know, any town of America. That's the reality of fucking life. Don't you love it? Don't you just fucking love it? The reality we're going to, but it's, you know, most people will. It's not going to happen, man. Nothing like that ever happens. We're too perfect. We do nothing wrong. We live in the U.S. of A. And they are perfect. We have a perfect president, perfect vice president. You know, earlier I was talking to somebody and I couldn't, you know, I said, you know what? The funny thing, I know it's a woman, but I forgot her name. Who the fuck is the vice president of the United States? I forgot. What kind of person am I? Why would I forget something like that? Not that anybody gives a fuck, but, you know, I just couldn't think of Kamala Toe Harris. I just couldn't do it. You know, Kamala. Anyway, there's a new rumor going around about these fucking plumbers. You know, these fucking plumbers, you know, people work on water lines and shit pipes and all that stuff like plumbers. I heard that, you know, plumbing business now is so bad that they have reverted to becoming prostitutes. You know, I don't understand that. You know, usually when I'm done, I usually go to bash and wash off the unit, but I'm not looking for one to do me. But that's it. I hear the plumbers are from Mars and it's just, I mean, that's a sad ending to the plumbing industry. You know, since there won't be no more running water, them days are going to be fucking overturned too. Yeah, we're going to go back to the old days. Back to the horse and buggy. That's where we need to be, back in the horse and buggy. You know, that's where we're missing out. Yeah, horse and buggy, motherfuckers. That's it. Your fucking days getting that car are over. You can't afford the liquid gold to make that motherfucker run. You know? Okay, and Gunslinger in my chat room says, one answer is simple. You continue to receive your Social Security checks even if the government shuts down on Saturday. The Social Security Administration has said its latest contingency plans for the potential government shutdown. But I know, I that's all cool, but I think they should cut off the people on Social Security. All the people on food stamps should be cut the fuck off. Cut them off. They don't need that shit no more. They don't need it. No. That's simply, I came up with this new thought to do this. This would be the best thing ever happened in the country, is cut people off of Social Security and food stamps and public aid, public assistance, and all that shit. And that's why I say that. I'm sure you want an explanation why I'm fucking bantering this shit. Is because we'll see how fucking mad people get. Then they'll fucking finally wake up to this free ride. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't enough. You know, the funny part about it, people doesn't realize it. Why, you know, poor people struggle, period. You know, it just is not a fair shake for everybody. It's either you got it or you don't. That's just the way it works, man. There is no more middle class. They've done destroyed that. They done fucked that all the way up. You know, remember just 3 years ago, life was pretty sweet for all of us, you know? It was really good. Either my earrings going bad or my fucking audio system's fucking up. I'm not seeing my fucking meter moving. What the fuck wrong with you? Timmy, goddammit. All right. I guess you guys can hear me. Let me Check my control. Bring up my blend. Bring up the blend. Bring up the volume. Bring up some more blend. More blend. More blend. All right. I guess you can hear me. But anyway, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at this whole thing. They don't give a fuck about you. You are nothing to these motherfuckers. They don't care. They simply just want the fucking money. They want the human mules farming. You know, I'm clear gun. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, man. But they simply, for a purpose, they don't, there's no other reason for you to exist. You know, that the fucking, the pursuit of happiness? Yeah, it's a pursuit. You're trying to chase a happiness, but you ain't going to get it. You ain't going to catch it. You ain't fucking happy. I mean, how many people could actually stand up and tell you, I'm very fucking happy? You know, either they're fucking drunk or fucking stoned out of their mind. That's the only way I get happy. Or both. I say both. Get stoned and drunk out of your fucking mind, you know? So, you know, until you do that, you just fucking, you're just riding along for the ride. You know, you're not looking at the reality of the fact. But we're too busy. You know, there again, we're so brainwashed in Walmart and fucking McDonald's drive-thrus. That's what we're brainwashed into, you know. Everything handed to us. You know, fuck working for anything anymore. Even crippled people work. You know, think about it. Crippled people still go to fucking work. I know it sounds fucking crazy, but man, it's just the way it fucking is. I don't know why I'm having problems with this audio board. It's either the board or it's me, one of the two, but who fucking knows? It's, you know, it's just the way it happens. Let's see if I check my mic. Yeah, well, Gunslinger said I'm clear, so I guess I am. I just, you know, who knows? Who knows? Pan right, pan left, pan right, pan left. Still the same. Same old story. All over again. Try to love us. She was just another friend. But it's coming to the point where, you know, people are fed up and they're waking up to this case. You know, Trump is still out there campaigning, doing the best he can. You know, and like, you know, last night, he was on a show last night, and they're not really saying the best thing about Trump. But, you know, that, you know, they were, you know, libertarians. And that's, you know, they have a different thought of a lot of things. You know, like I said, but I was at an event last weekend, or this week, and there was a liberal. You know, I mentioned the word. That, you know, that the economy's fucked up. And this son of a bitch straight up stood there and looked at me and said, no, the economy's great. Biden's doing a good job. What do you say? How do you respond to that? How do you respond back to that? You can't. You just can't respond back to that. You know, what the fuck? Yeah, hello, you're right. It's a joke. But why would you believe that? Why would you, you know, remember the lost motherfuckers. Deny, deny, lie, lie. That's what Hillary said. Deny and lie. Works out great, doesn't it? Deny and lie. Well, anyway, I'm going to flip a clip here. It just came out 10 hours ago from Bloomberg Television. So it's what would this government shutdown look like? So let's take a look. Let's see how the fuck these motherfuckers claim the fame is about this. So let's check it out.
The U.S. government is approaching yet another possible shutdown. Here's what that means. Many, though not all, federal government functions are suspended. And many, though not all, federal employees are furloughed. Services that the government deems essential, such as those related to law enforcement and public safety, continue. These essential employees work without pay until the shutdown ends. A shutdown would likely lead to the closure of U.S. National Park facilities and the Smithsonian Museums in Washington. Delays in processing applications for passports and visas. Oversight of financial swap markets. Investigations of workplace civil rights complaints are also expected to stop. Military operations, air traffic control, medical care of veterans, and federal criminal investigations are among those activities that go on. The U.S. Postal Service and the Federal Reserve are unaffected. Payments from Social Security and Medicare are also unaffected because they are considered to be, quote, mandatory spending. Why does the U.S. government shut down? The U.S. government runs on 12 annual appropriations bills passed each year by Congress and signed by the President. When all or some of these 12 bills aren't adopted by October 1st, Congress and the President pass short-term extensions known as continuing resolutions. They can't agree on a CR, the government has a funding gap, and agencies shut down.
Well, that was pretty short and sweet and self-explanatory, but that's not what I was going for, but anyway, we'll back it up. I want to hear some bad things. I don't want to hear the fucking truth of shit. Oh, come on, man. You know. A Okay, let's hear from the horse's mouth. Let's get this little short clip here. Let's check this guy out, see what the fuck he has to say. You know? Oh, my God, it's fucking crazy. Okay, well, fucking play, motherfucker.
Back here at home, time is running out to avoid a government shutdown. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is facing an uphill battle with his own fellow Republicans, while President Biden says the GOP should live up to its budget deal. CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House. She's got the latest. Good evening, Weijia. What do we learn?
Good evening, Nora. Well, tonight the White House is calling this a Republican shutdown and warns that without a solution, at least 4 million federal workers won't get paid. Food safety inspections could be delayed and cancer research could be stalled. This afternoon, President Biden said the cuts would disproportionately impact the Black community and put food assistance to 7 million women and children at risk. He also put the blame squarely on the group of far-right Republicans who are holding out on funding the government because they want deep spending cuts. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has failed numerous times now to convince those lawmakers to compromise, a task that may be even tougher now that former President Donald Trump is urging conservatives today to shut down the government if they don't get, quote, everything they want. Nora?
Weijia Jiang, thank you very much.
Donald Trump, you bad motherfucker. You see, Donald Trump's at fault for this. It's Donald's fault. God damn it. Donald Trump is the one at fault, and blame him for every fucking thing ever. It's astounding, the reality of these motherfuckers. I just, you know, I don't get it. You know, blame the orange guy. He has nothing to do with anything anymore. He is an ex-president. He's not in power of nothing at all no more right now. You know, so what is the fucking deal here? So, you know, wow. But in reality, they're at fault. They are. They're the reason it's going down. Donald doesn't even have a fucking office. Donald Trump has no position to fucking say yes or no to anything right now. Nothing. So how the fuck's it his fault? What the fuck did he do? You know, wow. There goes to show you what fake fucking news really is. That was NBC, to let you know. And I usually don't play any fucking NBC clips on here ever. But, you know, it's just fucking how it is, man. But anyway, I don't know, man. It keeps going on and on and on and on. It's just never going to stop. It's a vicious goddamn cycle. But anyway, I'm going to throw another one up at you here real quick. And this is about the invasion. There's all these illegal motherfuckers, too. We're going to bring that into fucking play tonight. We're going to talk about that. Yet bullshit. You know, that's another fucking bullshit thing. And but let's blame Trump. It's Trump's fault that these motherfuckers are invading the fucking country, not Biden for opening the fucking borders up. Let's blame Trump for all this shit. You know, that seems to be the fucking narrative here with this, right? So anyway, here's a clip. This Fox Network, so don't trip out. But anyway, check this out, fucking people. Swear to God. I'm going to smoke some weed while we're listening to this. I will be getting very high on marijuana.
I'm Laura Ingraham, everyone. This is the Ingraham Angle. Thank you for being with us. Invasion by invitation. That's the focus of tonight's angle. Couple of things that made me laugh and cry over the past few days. First, what made me laugh?
Border is not open. That is something that is peddled as a talking point, but it's not true. There are fences, there are walls. There are border patrol agents who work on the border.
Well, the regime media is really working overtime for the big guy. It reminds me of Iraq state media back in the day.
We crushed the forces in Saddam International Airport, and we cleaned the whole place of the airport.
Yeah, Baghdad Bob would be proud of the whole pro-Biden crew. Just like the Iraqi troops were clearing the airport, the Biden team is clearing the border. No problem.
We will work to remove as quickly as possible those who do not qualify for relief under our law. We are combating these smugglers more intensely than ever before, arresting and prosecuting them, disrupting and dismantling their networks, and seizing their properties and funds.
I like how they couldn't mic it well either. They don't want anyone to hear this. Now, what's really telling is that things are going so well at the border that they're leaning on the last regime to boost the new regime.
It was a good thing that the Department of Homeland Security decided to grant TPS to about 9,500 Venezuelans here in the city. That will expedite their ability to get jobs sooner and faster. But that's really just a drop in the bucket.
Well, that's former Obama DHS Chief Jay Johnson. Well, he did go on to call the border a problem with no end in sight. But remember, their answer for the problem is just more immigration. Just wave them all in, work permits, and soon fast track to voting. Now, the gravity of this assault on our sovereignty and our rule of law, it's kind of hard to overstate. And the angle is using the term assault, by the way, for accuracy, not for hyperbole. Because remember, what we see unfolding at the border right now is not the result of a failed Biden policy. This is their policy. It's an invasion by invitation. Now, in the past 24 hours or so alone, there were approximately 11,000 migrants tracked at the southwest border. So Sleepy Joe keeps breaking records. Wow. But not the kind any of us want. Poor folks in Eagle Pass, Texas, they're reeling there. 4,000 from Friday through Sunday alone. Yeah, 4,000 migrants. So to get a sense of what this really means, the perspective here, remember, the Martha's Vineyard Bleeding Hearts couldn't even deal with 50 illegals who were sent there. That was too much. You know, fast-track them over to Boston. And Democrats' idea of addressing the border crisis is to just make it worse. Kathy Hochul in New York is calling in the National Guard, but only to help deal with what she calls case management, i.e. getting them their work permits as soon as possible. In practice, by the way, the work permits, the temporary protective status, that amounts to permanent amnesty. We talked about that last week with Stephen Miller. And it's all being done without a single vote cast, all done by executive fiat. Now, how diabolical these people are. The White House sabotages the border so they can then come in and force amnesty on millions to address the crisis that they created. Again, all foisted upon the American public without their approval. Nobody wants this. All right, now you're wondering what made me cry. Well, this photo. Mayorkas and the Biden globalists treat our border patrol like sacrificial lambs. This is what happens to the brave men and women who are actually trying their very best to protect us under impossible circumstances. It makes you cry for them, makes you weep for our country. Democrats wanted us all to believe that January 6th was really almost the end of America. There were some criminals, obviously, we talked about at the time, who needed prosecuting for sure that day, but nothing compares to the coast-to-coast devastation that is being caused by Biden's purposeful opening of our border. Illegals committing vile crimes, even murder, and others busted for DUI. Like this upstanding individual, a 28-year-old named Lenny Rodriguez Cruz, who allegedly rammed an NYPD squad car, then bit off a piece of a sergeant's finger while he was in a holding cell. I guess we're supposed to feel sorry for this freak because he's being described as emotionally disturbed. So every murder, every rape, every injury to an innocent American, every tax dollar spent on an illegal, every child trafficked, every cartel kingpin who collects his next million, all of it is on Biden and the Democrats. And that's the angle.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to...
Shut up, Sean Hannity. Fuck you. Okay, here we go. Look here. I have smoked the marijuana. I believe that all plumbers are from fucking Mars. That's a fact. That is a fact. Plumbers. Any motherfucker that has a roll of Teflon, a pipe wrench, and a PEX crimping tool is from Mars. Just so you all know that. Even though I know none of you know what the fuck I'm saying. But trust me, it has a lot of bearing and holds a lot of fucking meat on this show tonight. Because we're going to talk about these prostitute plumbers from the planet Mars tonight on Crazy Nation Radio. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, ain't this something? The motherfucker bit off his finger. He's an illegal fucking alien. You know, so, you know, but they're okay people. They're used for rape and murder, and it's all right, man. It's just fucking all right. Yeah, but, you know, and then if the government shuts down, you know, the border agents are getting their asses beat up. You know, so, what, you know, and they want to take your guns away. They want to do that, too. Yeah, wow. What, it's so hard to understand this. You know, I mean, it really makes you question what the fuck ever happened to common sense. Common sense. Right and wrong. You know, shit like that. You know, but, you know, when you got the power to affect millions of people like this, it's bullshit. Something's wrong here. You know what I mean? Really. Wow. How could we ever let this ever happen to us? Ain't this what we're supposed to be protected from, this shit? Called the Constitution? If we don't like it, we make them go away. Yeah. Well, we're supposed to. Not. We don't. We're pussies. Bunch of fucking pussies. Swear to God. Anyway, I'm going to crank over these phone lines. So if you want to talk to me tonight, you need to get that number one. Let me know you want into the fucking queue, and I'll bring you in and fucking we'll talk about it. We'll get into the conversation. You know, we'll do that. And, you know, but I, you know, be cool. Don't say bad words. I mean, on my show, we are a Christian network. We're going to start converting over here soon, and we will get out of politics and we'll be straight Christian. And I want you to join me. I want you to join me, brothers and sisters. I want you to come and see the light with old cousin Rex. You know, Ron Rex never ran any wrong way. I've always been honest with you. You know, I got to tell you, though, but we got to ask in the Lord. Because shit's about to hit the fan, brothers and sisters. You've got to get in with the fucking groove here. I'm telling you, it's going to have to come and follow me. And I need you to send me some seeds. I can plant them for you. You know, because you got to, you know, you need to donate some seeds. And they will grow for you. And by the Holy of Holies, we will make sure you make some money on your seeds. But anyway, and money. Yeah, we need some money too. Yeah, got to have the money. So whatever you got, while it's worth something, once it's not worth nothing, nobody fucking cares. anyway, man, I have a couple friends of mine here sitting on my switchboard. I don't think I'm going to let this motherfucker in here, but he ain't pressed number one, so he ain't getting in the first fucking place. So you got to press number one. But anyway, it's probably one of them fucking Martian prostitute plumbers I was talking about earlier. Yeah, that guy. Or them people. It's a whole bunch of them. You know, they're fucked all over the place. But anyway, I'm going to crank up a couple phone lines here right now and talk to a couple people. And if you want in, like I said, you just got to stick your hand up. It's number fucking one. Don't be scared to do it. Don't be a puss. So for those that have pressed number one and are now the victims of the show, welcome. Gunslinger and Mikey, my brothers.
And shoot the finger.
Hello, Reverend Rex.
Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Praise me. Send me your money. Hallelujah.
You
don't need that dirty green shit. You don't need that sweaty money in your pocket. You don't need it. You know, send it to me so I can keep going on to help save others. I will help other people that are being hell damned and burned and fucking Firestones and Goodyears and shit like that. You know, I'll be there to help them. But I need your money. You need to help these people and let me help them. You need to help me so I can help them. You know, I don't really need no help. Me, I just need your money. And then I can go take care of business, you know. And, you know, I keep spreading the word, you know. You know, that if you don't get to Jesus and put the fucking money in, you can fuck out. Go fuck the fuck up. You ain't no good motherfucker going to hell and fire and flames and torture and Jesus. So send me the money if you want to be fucked. You know.
Send Reverend Rick your $1,000 seed.
Absolutely. If you got $5,000, send it in. If you got $20,000, send it in. Just send it in. We don't care. But we don't accept nothing but right now government cash. So send government cash in right now, and, you know, we'll get that 504C or 501C or some C of C something, you know. But no.
Yeah.
This government shutdown coming up, I think it's kind of fucking funny. You don't you think? You know? It's just, yeah, you know. Robert, what's going on, man, from CNM? I have a hard time with that. That CNM, some just don't, it just don't roll off me very good. I guess it could be me, but you know, that's just me, but you know. But anyway, man, hang on a second. Oh, hey, man, fuck. Look, I'm not running this show right. I guess somebody else put their hand up. Somebody else wants to come in here. Here we go. Thank you for calling Crazy Nation Radio. What is your name, birth date, and social security number to enter the studio?
Hello.
331. What's up, man? I can hear you. I hear something in the background making noise. What are you doing?
That's your phone. I can barely hear you.
Greg. Just lost him.
Robert.
But,
how about
what?
How about is a gunslinger?
Yeah, gunslinger's here with us.
I'm here. Right here.
Hey. Yeah. Bullshit. You know, bullshit Biden and his people,
yeah.
You know.
All right.
You know. Oh, we don't have a border problem. Yeah, because you destroyed the border. You know.
Well,
we
had a problem the minute the fucker got in office. That's when it started. Fuck, man. Didn't you see the parties going down on the fucking border when that motherfucker got elected? Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man. Nope. That was nothing but down out fucking get it on party time. Big time party time. You know, getting to go in the United States. Get some free shit, man. Live off them motherfuckers. Because you can't live off our country. It don't happen that way. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to get money. It's easy to get shit out of the United States than it is to get out of our country. So you see what I'm saying? Why wouldn't you? You know? But there again, who fucking knows? This might be a movement of fucking biblical fucking portion. You know what I mean? Maybe that many of them motherfuckers. We're talking, sorry, 9 million motherfuckers here. That's a decent little army. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, as Trump said, and he's already stated this, as soon as he gets back in, they're going by the thousands and ten thousands. Could deport every one of them some bitches. That's his first order by executive order. They're getting booted. And rightfully so.
They're getting back booted.
Yeah, the boot.
We gotta hit
them
with
big boot.
We're gonna hit them with a fucking steel toe boot.
Yeah, well.
Tick the size.
Well, they ain't gonna go out fucking easy. I guarantee you that. They're not gonna go out easy. You know.
Well, put me in charge of the motherfucker. They'll go out easy. Guarantee they will.
Well, we know.
Well, you got a long, big area to cover, General. You know what I mean?
They're all going all the way up into
Canada, man. They're going up and invading Canada. You just don't hear much about it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Right. You don't. I mean, I'll tell you, I'll look something up on it, though. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, wow, they're gonna come, they're coming, and they're building. I mean, there's I don't know if it's a town or whatever, but there's a place in Texas where I believe they're building a town for these illegals somewhere.
I heard about that. Yeah, somebody's selling fucking lots in like a subdivision thing, you know. Yeah.
Well, if they do that,
then
we know where they are, and we can go and clear out that goddamn town and send them back.
There's
need to be sent
back.
You know.
And if they're
doing the same thing in a lot of these other states, we'll clear off those towns too.
Well, they just need if they refuse to leave. I got a good case of Dr. Love Lead for you. Hell yeah, they'll go one way or the other. They go a floating or they can go a swimming. Either one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think they ought to move them alligators. See that article I put up there in the first of the chat room up there? Move them fucking alligators. Don't kill them. Move them to the border. Hell, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
This can goddamn alligators in the fucking Rio Grande there.
That's what I'm saying. Read that article.
Yeah, right. 14 footer. Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, that'd be perfect for alligators, wouldn't it? That'd be perfect down there.
The worst thing it can do to the alligators is give them the goddamn Mexi shit. Get it?
Yep.
Mexi shit.
Let's see. Here's a Venezuelan immigrant. I regret having coming to the United States. That was a year ago. Don't do shit for me today. But check this out.
Yes, I regret moving to the U.S.
4 months ago, this 19-year-old Venezuelan migrant arrived in Washington on one of the initial 120 buses sent by Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Abbott launched the program in April to protest Democrat President Joe Biden's immigration policies. He chartered buses to send recently arrived migrants from the southern border to Washington. Another Republican governor, Arizona's Doug Ducey, followed Abbott's lead. In May, he also began sending migrants to the nation's capital. At the D.C. bus station back in April, Rosa, which is not her real name, told VOA about her plans.
Work. Start fulfilling my dreams, my goals that I have here.
Rosa and her partner's journey to reach the United States was difficult. 4 times during their migration, Rosa thought she was going to lose her baby. The couple crossed the mountainous and dangerous Darien Gap jungle in Colombia, and then 9 countries to face a complex immigration process in the United States.
It's not what I thought. A lawyer charges you $10,000 to work with you on an asylum case, then 10 years to be able to leave the country. I don't have a passport. If you don't have a passport here, you're nobody.
The couple says they are battling a legal system they were not prepared to face.
Yes, I regret having come to the United States. Everyone thinks that once you arrive in the country, you will see buildings like the ones in New York City.
While some migrants might regret their migration decision, Border Patrol officers say they encountered 207,416 migrants along the southwest border, a 14% drop from May. Of those, 92,274 people were immediately expelled from the United States under a health order named Title 42.
Una cosa es que yo lo cuente.
They think this is the American dream. But it's a dream that, in reality, if something were to happen to me here, this dream was not worth it.
Rosa and her partner are required to check in weekly with U.S. immigration officials through a smartphone application. They hope to apply for asylum. In the meantime, they await the birth of their daughter. For VOA News, I'm Malini Barros.
There you go. Have the baby in the United States. Perfect. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Hey, what's up, Lori? I'm really fucked up tonight. I've done a lot of drugs and fucked up really bad. And, you know, so you know. I'm warning you. I'm fucking fried. I'm cooked.
That's the second thing that needs to happen is that.
What's that?
By executive order. You end the fucking, what do you want to call that thing? The wet, fucking, anchor baby thing.
Yeah. Well, you know. Well, that story you just seen, that was a network, you know, that's what you got told. The chick was from Venezuela, but she was saying it wasn't all that great, you know. shit, you know, wasn't as great as she thought type thing. But I didn't hear her bitching about it. But, you know, she don't have, can't wait to have her baby here. Well, that's cool. But you must have got knocked up on your way to America. Because she wasn't that far along, you know. So.
Bet she doesn't know who her goddamn daddy is. It's some fucking hotel guy.
The old Jimmy Buffett. Margaritaville. Goddamn shame he's gone, ain't it?
Well,
he was all right. I wasn't a big fan, but he was all right. I was sent away again to Margaritaville.
Right.
Hey, I guess Margaritaville just wouldn't be it. And, I mean, it's kind of a cute song. Wow. So we're shutting down the government in a week. That's cool. I wonder if they're going to have any clearance sales anywhere.
Yeah,
check that out. Any auctions, clearance sales, going out of business.
Government clearance sale.
That's right. We got everything you need, from Tampax, tampons, douche bottles, douche bags, douche tanks, douche trucks. Whatever you need, we got it. Yeah. Operators standing by right now online. Go online to our website and give us your credit card information. Then ask
everything
what
must
you
go.
Want.
Everything must go.
Yeah, everything is liquidated to go. You know.
It's to sell.
You could buy that old used urinal for a dollar.
If they really
while
want
supplies
to do that,
last.
Ron Reck would be the perfect person to do it because Ron Reck knows how to sell stuff.
Sometimes. I'm learning how to sell shit.
Yeah, well, Ron Reck also knows how to buy stuff at a discounted.
Absolutely.
You know, thing, but
we save money to save you money. That's what we work for.
Yep.
But we're going to make some money off of you anyway, so you're getting fucked one way or the other. Don't matter. That's how it works, though, man. That's just how it works. Is this mic fucking up? I'm having a fucking piss poor time tonight. Why am I having issues, man? Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm one of them fucking issues. My headphones or something.
The wrong government auction.
Absolutely. You can't beat it.
Not only will he sell you something, but he's going to feed you on the way there.
People are in my chat room talking. Gibson, here we can show Bobby Bean. Hello, hey, what's that?
Lara. Oh, there's Lucid.
Dr. Feelgood, yeah, that's a cool song, you know. Dr. Feelgood, it's all right. That is a killer tune. Yeah.
Oh, Bishop and Tallinn.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, just a couple tokes over the line, sweet Jesus, and you're there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That is a cool song. Fuck it, I'm playing it. One way to get a head rush, isn't it? I thought y'all liked that. Who'd I lose? Mike Gunslinger. I lost him. Where the fuck did he go? Oh, he's on the
chat. I didn't
go
anywhere.
Oh, you're there? Okay. I lost him. I'm sorry about that. Must have scared him off. Well, you know I decrease. That's why I do it. All right. Oh, shit. I had to do it.
Somebody needs to write a song about Dr. Lovelead.
Yeah.
Get on that, Ron.
I'll work on it.
Dr. Feelgood with the administration of Dr. Lovelead.
Dr. Lovelead. I don't know why I'm having such... I don't know if I'm going fucking deaf or something.
It's a Monday.
Shit's in my mic. I don't hear shit through my microphone of me. Wow.
Now we can talk bad about Ron.
Yeah, you can. But I had to crank up my fucking... Wow. I had to crank up my fucking gain. I can't hear myself, man. Maybe that might be why there I am. All right. That's a little bit better, I think. I can hear myself kind of halfway. Need to move my blend. I wasn't blending well with the rest of the group. That's why I'm suspended. You know. Yeah, man, Monday. Oh, my God. It's got an hour to go to finish this show. Fuck, man. Really?
Dude. Where's my car, dude?
Yeah, it's That was a good one. So how's the weather in Texas right now, Gunslinger?
It ain't too bad.
You ain't cooking down no more?
Yeah. No, I'm not cooking. We had a cold front that moved in. It was 99 Sunday, and it dropped to upper 80s for high.
Yeah, right now we're at 76, man, here in the Midwest.
That's probably pretty close.
76.8.
We're 75. Ha-ha, beat you.
Buck. Of course, Buck. Still, 76 is cool. Cool to me. Yeah. I had a nice, pleasant drive to town tonight. You know, like what old people
What'd you go do?
I had to go see a friend of mine to help with some business. Then I went to the grocery store, and then I came back.
Cool. By the way, your I don't want to say your wife is still on vacation, or is she back?
No, she hasn't left yet.
Well, she ain't left yet.
No, she ain't left yet. She don't leave till next weekend. Well, this weekend coming up.
Just remember,
back.
When she goes, make that call out there to Washington or to San Francisco and get your girlfriend back down there.
I'm saying she should be on time, about an hour apart.
Just make sure she brings you some of that designer ice cream.
Absolutely. That's why I went to the store tonight to, you know, check that out. You know what I mean? Check it out.
I am under arrest. Because I am under arrest. I am in handcuffs. I'm not free to leave.
What the fuck did I, the fuck's my computer doing? It's all going crazy. Huh?
That was interesting.
Yes, it was. Questioning detention. Detention of the aggressive behavior of an inebriated man. You want to hear it?
Go ahead.
For the fun of it? Okay. All right, here we go.
The door. Stop kicking the door.
I love America.
I understand.
What you wrong?
Well, you just drunk.
No, I'm not drunk.
After arrest and before trial comes jail. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
I was born and raised in Salt Lake City. I've lived here most of my life. There's lots of outdoor activities. People like hunt and fish and skiing. Me, myself, I like to watch my kids' athletic competitions. My son plays baseball. My daughter played soccer for a number of years. And that's how I spend the majority of my time. Looks like somebody got combative with the arresting agency. He's down on the ground right now. What happened?
He was trying to get him to come this way, and he started resisting, and he just dropped him right here.
Did he fall on his own then?
No, the officer took him down.
Okay.
What's your name, guy?
You.
Oh, alrighty then.
That's not the right answer we're looking for.
We're going to stand you up and put you in a wheelchair. We're going to take you inside the jail, all right? You going to give us any hassle?
Okay, that's a good answer.
Okay, you ready, Thomas?
There, we're going to stand you up. One, two, three. Turn around.
Have a seat. There you go.
You need to keep your feet up.
Stop.
Let's put him in that corner back there.
Or else what? Is there? Is there or what?
Jim,
stand him up, get him out of there.
Jim, stand up.
Turn around.
Turn around, sit down.
Or else what?
Sit down.
Or else what?
Sit down.
Or else what? You need to listen and comply. Can you get
it? What?
Don't try and kick.
What?
You gonna pick up more charges if you keep acting like that?
Or else what?
So what did you pick Thomas up for?
We responded out to the strip club on an intoxicated male. Initially, when I pulled up, he was trying to walk northbound on stage to get away from me. I had to yell at him to get him to stop, gave him several commands, got him to stop and come back. Search incident to arrest. We ended up locating two purses inside his backpack belonging to a female, obviously. Okay. So we're investigating that.
What happened out in the parking lot here with him?
He was threatening to kill me. He was turning around trying to get away from me and was yelling. So.
Should be an interesting search.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thomas, you don't have anything sharp on you, do you?
Come on, dude. I gotta take a chance, dude.
The sooner we get done with this search, the sooner you'll be able to go to the restroom, all right?
Dude, I got it.
You don't
just
tell us what to do.
My restraint.
Just listen to what we need to do, all right?
I gotta take a chance.
We're gonna get you there.
Dude, I got to calm down.
We can finish this search right here and get you to the bathroom, or it's going to take a lot longer. We can do it in a padded cell.
You're halfway done. Don't mess it up now, okay?
Right. Move your feet apart, Thomas.
Hey!
Thomas.
I got to take a chance.
You need to stop, Thomas, all right?
Hey! Don't touch me! Get this pure
Thomas.
Hey!
We'll just take him to the padded cell, prone him out.
Hey,
we'll do this.
Take the pure army.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I gotta take a fist.
All right, Thomas, listen to me, all right?
Let me go.
Keep your head right in that corner right here.
Or else
keep your head right in that corner.
Let me go.
Okay, Thomas, when this door closes, back up to the cuff port, lean forward at the waist, and we'll get these cuffs off. You can go to the bathroom. Okay?
I got it.
Come on, man. Okay, Thomas, step inside.
Thomas, as soon as he calmed down, we can get you through the process.
He's continued this type of behavior during the search process. He became non-compliant. We had to bring him in here, continued the search in a prone position. He had himself. Nothing further.
Well, what'd you think about that? The guy's a little pissed off, right?
Wasn't a very happy camp.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yep, no, but Mark was pissed, man.
Not a happy camp.
I know it ain't funny, really, but it is. You know, fucking people get stupid.
Yes, it
is. And, you know, what else are you supposed to say, you know? Oh, that poor thing, you know. I mean, can't die out, no. Can't help you, bro. You know, I've done stupid shit like that before. Not that combative, I mean, you know. But, never had an assaulting cop.
I guess not.
Never had that problem. Well, I mean, I ain't stupid, you know. First off, why the fuck do it? Why fight them? They ain't got you. Doesn't fucking matter what you're going to do to take you down, one or the other. Why make it harder on your fucking self? You're stupid.
Fine. And
yeah.
I had one of my former pastors used to say, never challenge a cop to a fight, because they will fight you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They won't fight you, they just shoot you. They're not going to get their hands dirty, come on. They ain't going to fight you, they're just going to shoot your ass. You don't comply.
Well, would you rather, here's two, let's give you a scenario, okay, on people you'd fight, okay? Would you fight a cop fist to fist, or a drummer? What would be your chances?
Who
would beat the living shit out of you? Who do you think would be more likely to beat the shit out of you? The cop or the drummer?
I'd say the drummer.
Well,
the drummer.
The drummer.
Yeah. Yep. 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 I've seen some small dudes whip some big motherfuckers' asses, man. I'm telling you. So, you know. Oh, God. That's the way it is. I mean, you know.
At the least, you'd have to go see a proctologist, because he'd take his drumsticks and stick them up your ass.
Right.
You know?
You know, I don't mean change subjects, but I'm kind of thinking, on Robert's show, old Vince, the New Orleans guy, whatever the fuck he is. It's always you guys ever seen his show? That Louis Armstrong looking guy playing a harm. I guess it is Louis Armstrong. I can't remember the name of the motherfucker. Anyway, he's always pissed off at Robert. And he talks about his show. He does shows about this guy's show. You know, Robert. You know who Robert is. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, conservative, you know, Nation Media.
CNN.
Yeah. Right. But you know who I'm talking about, Mike. Don't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know.
Do your best. What are you talking about, Robert?
A lot of people that get pissed off at everybody, you know.
What?
Oh, yeah. You didn't
Who
know that?
Does? No.
Nobody?
We're a conservative Christian network.
There are very few people that are laid back as Ron Reck.
Laid back? I'm not laid back.
Laid
I'm stoned
back.
Out of my fucking mind, man. Now you'd be pissed off at me making no... What does that mean, Robert? And now you, N-O-W-U, be pissed off at me? Who the fuck is that, bro? Why are you fucking with me? Because I'm high. You know I'm stoned. Is that why you're fucking with me? All right. Jesus Christ. Fuck. I'd love to get Warren on here. I would. I'd love to have him on my show. I'd love to really talk to the guy. I'm going to try to figure it out. Why do you do what you do, man? New Orleans, wake up. That's what's called. New Orleans, wake up. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Even we here in Louisiana would wish that New Orleans would just drop off the face of the earth. That's how bad New Orleans is. They refuse to wake up. Another Democrat-run fucking hellhole. Shithole.
Yeah, right. Laurie, that's right, sweetheart. Thank you. I love you so much, sweetheart. You are the apple of my eye. I mean, yeah, that's it. Don't use abbreviation with Ron's fucking stone out of his mind. Don't do that. I can't think. I ain't got a mind. I'm brain dead like motherfucker.
Hey,
what
did
you
brain
say,
dead?
Man?
Message, brain dead George. There we go, two brain dead.
I can't do that. I can't master that. I tried my best, but I can't do it. You know.
I don't think he could.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate it. Yeah.
I don't think he could step that low.
You know, this is Monday, so I'm doing a Monday show, so I have to do Monday Weed. In the Monday Weed Report, brought to you by the people at ADM, the seed maker, and every fucking thing else made in the world. You know.
Cool.
And brought to
Dude.
You by Future Farmers of America. Oh, fuck. I'm going to take a little trip. I got fucking roadside fucking assistant coverage in my car. Fuck.
Protected by Farmers Insurance. We are farmers. Dun, dun.
Yeah, we're fucking you. Yeah, farmers ain't fucking cheap. Yeah.
New.
Anyway, matter of fact, we're actually on two different formats tonight. We're also on we're on Mixler too. So you're staying on Blog Talk. You're also on Mixler too. So for those of you who are speaking using the chat room, you're not. You ain't allowed to be over there. You know, I like playing that song, The Monsters. I do. All right.
Yeah, as long as Spaghetti O'Brains is in the White House, it's going to keep getting worse and worse.
Oh, yeah. Afro Man. Fuck yeah. I dig this song. It's a bad motherfucker. Yep. Afro Man. Because I got high. Should have went to my probation officer, but I got high. Yeah, shit. Yeah. Yeah, that is a killer one.
Did you guys see where Trump went shopping with Marjorie Taylor Greene and he bought a gun? And the gun was a custom built 9mm with his face on the handle. And
the what?
And it's like, yeah. He was down there in South Carolina, I guess maybe doing some electioneering or whatever, but
right.
He went to a gun place, an armory or whatever, and they had
right.
this custom made 9mm Glock, I believe.
Right.
And on one hand it was Trump's face and 45. You know?
Stuck in Trump's face?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like that, man.
I understand that gun's going to cost you about $800. It's a custom-built thing, but, hey, apparently it's selling like hotcakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
yeah.
It's true. Actually,
what's
it's true.
True.
Trump goes... What he just said, Trump goes gun shopping with Marjorie Taylor Greene and poses with an $829.99 9mm Glock with his face on the grip. Wow. Damn, show it. Look at that baby. Ooh, I'd like to have one of them. Ooh, somebody buy me this.
That's how much of a boss this guy is. He's got his own custom grip for a gun, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He's a fucking...
And on the slide, it has Trump 45th on it. Oh, I'd like to have one of them things. Oh, my God. Oh, that's a pretty gun. Mm-mm. Oh. That is a pretty gun. Gosh.
What about that on another podcast today and... On the podcast says, "Oh, I'm gonna get me one of those things for Christmas." Well, the problem with that is, according to what I've read, what I've heard, you better get it right now, or else it's not gonna be available. It's a limited edition.
There it is in the chat room right there, Pink. There it is. Trump edition Glock 19, Gen 3, 9mm. Like I said, if anybody would like to buy me one, I'll be more than happy to receive it. I mean, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a pretty, pretty gun. Now, the only thing, hey, there's only one problem with it. You know what the problem is? Anybody have any idea? It's got that fucking safety deal on the trigger. The only problem with a Glock. Glocks are good guns. They're absolutely fantastic guns. But they got that goddamn safety on the fucking trigger. And there's lots of people that have done the Glock walk. I would get them. I wanted a Glock, you know, but shit. It had to be one without that safety on that trigger. There's too many things that can catch that thing. Like when you're putting it in your holster or something, your shirt tail or something on a jacket or something. Anything that hits that little safety right there, boom, it goes off. That's why it's called a Glock walk. Because normally it shoots yourself in the foot. And that wouldn't be a good thing.
Yep.
15 rounds. Wow. Comes 15 rounds. That's good.
I'm sorry. I was watching that video that Laurie Ann posted there about the most racist field trip ever. It's pretty funny. Y'all need to watch
it. Did you see the Glock with Trump's picture on it?
I'm heading for it.
The last link here.
Copy, paste, all that shit.
Like I said, the only problem with that gun right there is that trigger guard. I hate them. That's the only bad thing about a Glock. Because like I was saying, there's a lot of people that have done the Glock walk.
They ain't too bad.
Well, no, they're not too bad. No, I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying that's the only problem with a Glock is that fucking trigger lock. That trigger safety.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a hammer or the safety on the slide.
Yeah.
Damn, I need to fucking call Sig Sawyer. I say, hey, y'all need to come out with one of these too.
So 8:30, huh? 15
yep.
rounds.
That'd be you know what that would be, gun, that gun?
Fucking buy as many as you want.
Yeah.
I wonder what the limit is. Buy as many fuckers you want. It ain't
$120
a piece.
Perfect wall hanger. Frame it, put it in a frame, and hang it on a wall, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a collector. Bill, you wouldn't want to shoot that. You wouldn't want to take it out. You wouldn't want to take it out. You know, have it at everyday carry weapon. No, you want to put that in a glass case and put it on your wall.
Right. Yeah.
Collectors.
I don't know. But who knows what the fuck's gonna happen here, man? I mean, it's all. You gotta remember who's got control of this shit, man. But how could it not be stopped? You know what I mean? Why is it not, why are we letting this happen? You know, that's what gets me. Why does this country let shit happen like this? You know, to its own self.
Stupid.
To its own fucking self. You know, what the fuck are you talking, man? What do you
stupid.
Mean? Motherfuckers? Jesus Christ.
People are stupid. That's why they're so stupid.
The other problem.
Hey, he bought that. Hey, he bought that. Trump bought it.
Did he? Well, why not?
Yeah, well, he got money, obviously. Duh. Yeah, he bought it. Yep.
Well,
here, Trump goes.
That ain't bad. Under a grand.
No, it ain't bad.
There's a question on that now because of the so-called indictment.
Oh, he better not have bought that gun. They're going to indict him for that, too, now. God damn it.
No, probably.
Fucking
no
indict
doubt.
Him. Yeah.
Yep. But here's the other thing, gun. Once he gets reelected, they're going to have to change that gun. Trump 47.
Well, Trump 47, too. He can still buy it.
It's
going to
be kind of odd, isn't it? I don't know if it's ever happened that way before. You know?
Yeah, I don't know either. But he still can buy that gun because he has not been convicted of a felony. And you have to be convicted of a felony in order for it to buy
well,
a
just
purchase.
Charged with one. You know, just charged with a felony, gunslinger. Just charged with one.
No, you have to be convicted of a felony. You can still buy it. I mean, if you're charged with a felony, you still buy a gun. As far as I know, in Texas now I can't speak for anybody else, any other state, but in Texas you can. But if you're convicted of a felony, no.
Oh, so okay.
The trials are ongoing, so he hadn't been convicted yet. That's right.
He ain't been convicted.
But that is a pretty gun, Nando.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Now, whether he actually bought the gun, it says he bought the gun, so I don't know. I wasn't there. So I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
he can buy
cool.
it and have it. Yeah,
he have so, he can buy it and somebody else could handle it. You know what I mean? As long as he don't handle it, he's
yeah.
probably pretty cool.
Yeah. But, yeah. He can buy it and ship it to his house in Florida.
Yeah.
To an FFL. You know, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Who knows? Who fucking knows, man? But watch, he'll get indicted for it. Watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Mark my fucking words,
man. Watch.
He can't ship it to
Buckley. Because
you got to remember, Hunter's got shit going down him. He's got, what, 5 felony going against that motherfucker now? Yeah, 5 of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yep, yep. Oh. That's crazy. It's crazy, man. It just gets crazier. It don't get any fucking better. I mean, it just never seemed to never be fucking end.
I haven't seen any instances where it is getting any better.
Yeah, well, I'm going to play this clip. All right, I'll play this clip. This is Trump at the gun shop.
Well, now it's going to do better. Look at all these people. They've done a fantastic job. Fantastic job. Incredible people. People of South Carolina, incredible people. And thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
So you manufacture all of this?
We do.
We do.
We sell about half what we sell is ours, and then we, of course, carry coal.
That's the highest line.
Probably HK, in my opinion.
What is HK?
HK, do we have any HK guns?
We do. Yes, sir, right on the floor.
HK is a German, to me, German engineering. I mean, American engineering is important, but say the best. German engineering firearms out of Tennessee. Thank you. This is Patrick.
Hello,
he's one of the original employees from a decade ago.
Oh, yes, sir. And he's holding up well.
Doing all right.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're
under siege, well,
right? No doubt.
But with me, you're not under siege. We
no
kept
doubt.
It perfect.
Since you've left, the Biden administration's been terrible for the
well,
industry.
Well, they're doing it on ammunition.
Ammunition, the pistol brace issue, but when you're back in, we need a little help on that. Pistol brace.
We didn't do anything.
No, absolutely. We'd love
pistol
when you're
brace
out.
Would be good. That would make sense.
It's, okay, there's 40 million, potentially 40 million firearms owners that are felons now under Biden's pistol brace rule.
What is that exactly?
Okay, I have one. I don't know if we can get it. So during about a decade ago, the ATF approved this pistol brace attachment you put on a handgun. And during your administration, they said sold close to 40 million. People bought them. It's just a pistol. Biden came in. One of the first things he did was he made all those people felons. And right now we're fighting in the court, the Fifth Circuit, the Eighth Circuit.
It's ridiculous.
Okay.
I have one.
You have one?
Yeah, and Marjorie my mom Taylor has one. And it helps her. She's able
right.
to hold it. So it's good.
So,
isn't that ridiculous?
So
yeah.
Not worried about inner city crime, all that problem.
Right.
But regular, average, solid earth Americans, they got to make them criminal.
Okay. We'll take care of it. Okay. We'll take care of it. That's an easy one. Great stuff.
So
thank you.
We have a couple of guns that we actually made here in South Carolina.
Go ahead.
Show
let
you.
Me see. Yeah.
They're right down here. I don't know if we need to take
them. No, I'll get out of the way. Show the president.
Join. You make sure you take some pictures.
We got plenty of pictures being taken right now.
Oh, I like that one.
We thought you might
want
to see it.
Do you want to see it? Can we
yeah,
get a picture of people doing that? I would love to get a picture.
I do want to see that.
All right.
Wow, that's something, huh?
Hey, Julia,
is that made by you?
That one's not.
Okay,
can you take this picture?
Yes, sure.
Okay.
You wonder what Congress people can do.
All right, let's see. Here we go.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Fantastic.
When you ask which was the highest quality gun, sir, it's this one.
What is the quality of this gun?
That's a Glock. Glock actually did that And these are actually great sellers for us. We sell
with the picture?
We do. It comes exactly like this from Glock.
Wow. And they sell well. They like
well.
Me. Of course.
They like
me. I got to buy one. Sir, if you want one, this one.
No, I want to buy one.
I want to buy one. Can I get one more picture with the president?
Go ahead.
Yes, right here. I just want one.
Go ahead.
Okay, one, two, three. Hey, let me have a minute. Y'all look so good. Watch this. Let's not see. That's great.
Did you have it?
One more time. All right. But Julian, hey, the Attorney General, jump in.
Come on,
Attorney General. Family, you look good. Appreciate it. Hey, you have it. Hey, we still got
this.
Isn't Glock
great?
Glock is fantastic. Good. A huge partnership with Glock. We're one of the biggest. I don't know that they ever can. It's just a unique design.
Oh, hey, this is fantastic. One, two, three. Gotcha.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, let's put that up for the president.
We're going to head over to the range area.
Yeah, we can show you a couple that are made here in South Carolina.
Okay, that's getting kind of boring to me. But he asked Trump at a gun store today. Was it today or yesterday? Anyway, bought him that nice 9mm. Anyway, Jay Clark's in the chat room. Anyway, say hey to him. Yeah, man, we're talking about government shutdown was the main topic tonight is what we were talking about. So are you ready for it? 5 days, it's going to be shut down, clearance sale now. United States government's got to liquidate clearance sale right now. Act now. Get the app. Go get the app and just start buying. Just don't, man, I mean, pennies on the dollar. You know, you can get your fucking ICBM for fucking pennies on the dollar, man. I mean, you know, I mean... Yeah,
going out of business.
United States government's closing down. We're closing doors. The economy's caused us to go absolutely fucking broke. So we're shutting them doors right now. You know, liquidated prices. Anybody, everybody, wholesale, resale, retail, we'll take everybody. You know,
the only problem is the shipping.
Well, it's on you. You're stuck with that. That's tough shit. We ain't shipping nothing. You have to come get it, the government. So if it's over in Guatemala, you got to go to Guatemala to go get it if you want it bad enough.
Maybe swim to Guatemala.
Shit.
give me a M1A1 Abrams. You know.
Right.
That's the wrong one. I want an Abrams.
Right.
A tank.
Yeah.
Give it to me. I'll take that.
Right.
I'll make my way up to Washington D.C. to get me my tank for pennies on a dollar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the problem is you ain't gonna afford diesel to fucking move it. That's going to be us probably. So if there ain't no government, there's nobody controlling that shit no more either. It's free fucking willy on the price of gas. Motherfuckers gouge your fucking eyes out in price. It don't fucking matter. You know, you fucking little peons. Only the wealthy get what they get. They can afford to fucking live through a fucking hit like that. Us poor motherfuckers suffer. You ain't going nowhere. You're going to rot in your house. You ain't going nowhere. You can't go to the fucking store anymore. You can't drive. You know, you can't afford gas or none of that shit. Then you can't pay your fucking house payment. If you own your fucking house, you won't be able to afford to pay the fucking taxes on the motherfucker. They're going to jack them up, too. They're going to jack up until they get it all. Until they get it all, man. They don't give a fuck, man. That's what's going on here. You know, people, the prices are going up. Yeah, but do you realize when that price goes up, that means the tax goes up with it? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck do you think? You know, are people too blind to this shit? Too fucking blind to it. Wow, man. Wake the fuck up. Take a look at the reality. What the fuck you're facing here. So.
The only thing I would do, Ron, is I'd say non-negotiable for me. I'll take it on pennies on the dollar, a non-negotiable. You have to supply me the diesel.
Oh, no, that don't happen. We don't do diesel. We're not licensed to handle liquid flammable material, so we can't help you with that. You're on your own. We don't care. You buy them as it is. That's that. Sorry about that, Mikey. You know, this is the government. We're professional people, puckers. So don't, you know, you can't fuck us.
Man.
It ain't going to happen, man. Forget it. You ain't getting over.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you know.
It is what it is with that.
Yep, you're right, Clark. Yeah. Old people can't get out, man. Can't afford to go to the store no more. I mean, I see more people walking with gas cans recently, you know. It's getting bad, man. You know, shit, you're talking $4 a gallon here in the Midwest alone. This ain't a big, rich country part of the United States. You know what I'm saying? This ain't fucking Beverly Hills. You know what I mean? This ain't where I live. So, you know, well, you're in Kansas City, Missouri, so what the fuck? You ain't doing much better. You know how it is, man. You're next door neighbor of mine, motherfucker. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yep. $13. That's about right. Yeah, I'm sure it's much higher than you're at. Fuck, you're in Kansas City, Missouri. You got to pay that big city money. Live next to the big city. Fuck. But, you know, 65% of the population of St. Louis is gone, you know? Yeah.
I would be a bit surprised.
Yeah, it costs. Yeah, Branson. Yeah, city of Branson sucks. I don't live in the city of Branson, though, thank God. I don't even live in a town, dude. I live in a county. I do not live in a city or town. Yeah. I got a mailing address of a town, but it's not. Town's like 7 miles away from me. I'm not even near fucking town. You know? Yeah, 65% of the people of St. Louis, 65% of the population is gone out of St. Louis. And it's also the highest rated, crime rated area again in the United States. So, ain't that fucking nice. My old stomping ground, St. Louis, Missouri. God damn it. It was the place to be. I'm telling you. It was a blast.
Hey.
There's a lot of shit there. A lot of bad shit happening there, but, you know, fucking life's a fucking cycle. Yeah. Where I used to live is now the parking lot of a fucking titty bar. We think about that, Gunslinger. Your fucking house where it used to be is now a fucking parking lot of a titty bar.
Parking lot. Man.
Yeah. Parking lot of a titty bar.
The U.S. government, we're here to screw you up the ass any way we can. Right,
yeah.
Ron?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but they want you to wait there and enjoy it.
Right, yeah. But you got a casino down there and shit and all that. Of course, you got to have titty bars. Got to have them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, got to have them.
Yeah. Yep, St. Louis is pretty fucked up. Yeah, man. Fuck. I got to send a truck up to Kansas City this week. Fuck. That's going to cost me. God damn it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you got to pick up, Ron?
I got to pick up 2 sets of wheels and tires.
Wow.
So I had to send a truck up to go get them. Don't know what else I can do, man. You know? I need them.
Well, we just had our little neighborhood, we just had our roads redone.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Well, that's cool.
They redone the roof.
Yeah.
And what that is, that's nothing but all. That black
do what?
Made
of. Yeah.
That black top was made of nothing but all.
Well, yeah,
right.
Well, rock and sand, but yeah. Yeah, if it's blacktop, that's what it is. But if chip and seal, they sprayed it with oil and threw rock on top of that, that's chip and seal.
Yep.
It works just as good, you know.
Ooh, yep. And that's the thing. This is tar, maybe some tar in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. We now got some nice smooth roads in our neighborhood.
Oh yeah. It's nice when I do that.
Now
Huh? Clark says I gotta go check my laundry real quick. I'm like, go do it, man. Don't let it stop you. I don't give a fuck about my laundry. Motherfucker's done. Later I'll eventually put in a fucking dryer. I don't care. I don't care about folding clothes. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? I don't care. That's just the life I live. You know, I'm white fucking trash. You know what I mean? That's all I am. I use plain white trash bags. I'm just fucking trash. Don't care.
Yep.
I mean, I could walk around here fucking naked all the time. Don't care. You know, there's nobody around to see me. You know what I mean?
We had to remove a couple of, what the fuck is the tree called? That are always in the swamps. The fucking, fucking shit. I can't remember the name of the tree. But we had to remove them. We had to remove one of them because it was growing into our thing. The roots were going to grow into our thing. And there's another one that we didn't remove that the roots are going to grow. If we don't remove it, the roots are going to grow and fuck up our driveway.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
You know, and it's like, it is what it is. I can look at the roots. I can see the roots, and in fact, it's already fucking up our driveway to the point of, you know, I see giant cracks and and fucking shit that is you know, it is what it is. So I've got to talk with my sister about this shit. That we need to get rid of that tree, because not only is it gonna grow and fucking fuck up our thing, our driveway, but it's gonna fuck up all the communications tables.
Is that where the wires are running around by that?
Yep.
Yeah. Well. Yep.
It runs to the ground. Yep.
Right. Yeah. If it's electric, the power company might have to come do it. You know that? You've got underground wire, you know, electric going into the house.
Cypress.
Is it underground or coming into the roof?
Yep. Well, the roots are... It's these cypress trees.
Yeah, I understand it. Ain't what I'm saying, though, Mikey. I said, is the power being fed to the house underground or above? Is it aerial or underground?
I think it's underground. I think. Now, it's not the power. It's more communications, telephone, cable.
Yeah,
that
right.
Type of stuff.
I understand. Right. Okay. Well, then that's your problem, then, kind of thing.
Right.
But power, if anything's going to disrupt power to a house, the power company has to take care of that problem. I've had them come out here and get trees for me for nothing, you know what I mean? Fuck yeah, get done for free, why fucking do it, you know what I mean?
So, right.
Don't cost me nothing.
Here's the deal. They're pretty, these cypress trees are pretty trees, but that's what they do. As tall as they get, that's how big the roots get, you know?
Yeah, they harvest those buckers, though, don't they? Them cypress trees?
Yeah.
I've seen truckloads of buckers in Louisiana.
I'm guessing.
A lot of fucking wood trucks.
Yeah. You know what I mean? We've taken one down. We're just waiting for the guys to come in here and grind the stump.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So,
yeah, exactly. Well, hey, folks, I'm telling you, you got 12 minutes left. We're going to overtime. You call in 563-999-3726. You got 12 minutes and 30 seconds.
But, yeah, you know, fuck it. I don't want to have
to... 999-3726. Just in case you might do overtime. Maybe by...
I don't want to have to pay $25,000 for a new driveway. You know? With these fucking... roots.
They'll definitely bust up the concrete.
Yep. What's bad is that they grow so shallow, these roots, the roots on these cypress trees. Yep. Very, very interesting. Very interesting. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Everything must go. Come to Washington, D.C. Everything must go. See your salesman, Ron Rep.
Well, they just need to sell off Washington, period. Write it off. Goodbye.
Yep.
Don't do nothing with it. It'd be a lot better place.
It's like... It'd
be a lot better. I mean, it would be. I mean, if the government shuts down, everything is being squashed by government regulations. Imagine if the government wasn't there, everything would prosper. There would be no problems in this country. Because, shit, everything would just blow up.
I got mother? Disconnected. I was talking to the wall for a while. You know, I tell everybody, does anybody pick up the fact that I said you need to call in? You know, because you're running out of time. We've got 9 minutes and 33 seconds left.
Did the wall talk back?
Yeah, it did. Tell me, well, what the fuck do you want, Ron? I'm like, really nothing, man. Nothing.
The wall talked back when you... You've been smoking, you know, weed for a long time, right, Ron?
Well, I haven't smoked one in a little while till tonight, you know. It did, Laurie. It did talk back to me, you know. So what are you doing, man? Later, I said, I don't know. He goes, man, you could come hang out with me. Oh, shit.
Very, very smart.
Come hang out. Talking to the wall. Fucking right. Come hang out with me. Yeah.
Didn't they make a song about that? The wall?
Oh no, there'll be a Fed Now card. That doesn't have nothing to do with the Federal Reserve. The government shuts down. The Federal Reserve ain't controlled by that. The Federal Reserve is a private business. That ain't got nothing to do with the United States government.
Private ran for corporation for profit. Private run corporation for profit, yeah. They don't care.
Yep.
They are a bank that loans us money to control us. Yeah, really? Yeah, man.
But if you print off money on your printer, they'll throw you in prison for it. Same fucking shit. They ain't worth, either one of them's worthless. They ain't backed by gold.
Yeah, don't do what we can't, what we won't allow you to do. You know, it's like, fuck you. Fuck you.
It's like, you know, it's a mafia. They don't want competition. So if you print your own money, you're in competition with them.
But it's just like that story you tell, Gunn, you know, where you wanted to go and do some electrical work at a strip club. Well, yeah, it's owned by the mafia.
Owned by the mafia. Isn't that terrible? Yep. Them titties are owned by the mafia. Mm-mm-mm. Man, I wasted a lot of goddamn money in a fucking place like that. Jesus Christ, I'd be a millionaire by now. Fuck.
Well, Twin Peaks?
Yep.
Right?
There were a lot of dollars that went into a lot of G-strings. Jesus. I've got a five. Can I get change, please? Oh, man. I think I went in one. I spent almost $200. I remember.
Man, I keep getting kicked the fuck out. What the fuck is going on? I got to shut the fuck up now? It ain't liking what I'm saying, so it's kicking me off. Motherfucker.
Turn around and kick yourself in.
Well, I'm trying to stand. I got to reconnect every time I fucking turn around here, motherfucker. I'm in the chat room. The board's still lit, but I'm not there. And we got 5 minutes left to call in. 563-999-376. Call in now. Don't fuck around. Ain't got all night. So, get pushing them digits. Press that one. Do your thing. Don't be afraid. Don't fear the Reaper.
The Reaper.
Yeah. Exactly. Not the Grim Reaper. Matter of fact, Halloween's coming up. You know the next holiday after Halloween? Christmas. We got Christmas after Halloween. So,
are you sure about that?
Pretty much. I think so. It's Halloween and it's Christmas. What?
Thanksgiving?
What the fuck is that?
Eat your turkey day.
A turkey day? I never heard of such a thing.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. You know those turkeys?
To fucking be an eight eating, so what good is that for you know for the fucking bird?
Well, the bird doesn't win, obviously. It gets on the table. Let's see, what is this? Tuesday now, Saturday, the State Fair starts here. State Fair, Texas. The Great State Fair, Texas. Starts Saturday. Oh, Friday. No, take it back. Starts Friday. Friday. Runs for the whole month.
Yeah.
Remember when Big Tex burnt down more than 5-6 years ago? Burnt to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Burnt the fucking pants off. Burn everything. It was just a damn skeleton left.
Wow.
Did electrical short. Started a fire. Yeah, people come from all over the goddamn country to see that goddamn Big Tex. I think he's wearing a 1,000-gallon hat. At least a 1,000-gallon hat.
Did we lose Ron again? Hopefully, Ron, you still here?
I'm
wow,
sure.
Kicked him
off again.
Huh?
Okay, well, if I get kicked off again, you're all on your fucking own. You hear me? That's my claim
yeah.
to fame.
Obviously.
God damn it. Just, I mean, 2 minutes left and this motherfucker and fucking with me. Yeah. So I'll leave it. If I get disconnected, I'll leave everything up and running if you're all still talking or whatever you're doing. It'd be just you and Mike, so. Gun, but Mike and Gun, or however you want to say it, you guys.
Yeah, probably.
Here's
so.
A good T-shirt you ought to have. It says, "I lost my virginity, but I still have the box I came in."
That's cool. I like that.
Cool. I like that.
90 seconds. So.
Hey.
Hey, Clark, you got a show tonight? Are you doing a show? Did you do a show? Are you testing your microphone again, or what are you doing? And you know? All right, man. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. All right, then. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to call it quits then on this one. Get the fuck out of here. We can do that.
All right.
We can do that.
You see on Thursday, Friday, whatever? Saturday?
You never know about me. I could be on tomorrow again. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm spontaneous. I'm very spontaneous. So, anyway, all right, guys. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. It was a good show. And I will see you probably tonight and or whichever. However, just look for the postings and we'll see what happens. So behave yourself and have a good night.
All right, later.
Jesus, I didn't.